Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. Good Monday morning. Feeling a little bit sleepy today because last night we were watching the Grammys. And somebody who was actually participating in this weekend's festivities is joining us on the phone right now, celebrating unbelievably her 50th anniversary in music. Oh my goodness. Dionne Warwick, recipient of the 2019 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations to you, Miss Lady.
Thank you, darling. I really appreciate that.
It is a wonderful thing. 50 years, I guess that's possible. I know how old I am, and I know that when I was growing up that I was actually a young teenager, and you were just starting your career singing all those great Bacharach songs, mm-hmm. bringing such grace and class and elegance to music, and a great image for young girls like me to look up and see, you know. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, Burton Howell wrote me some wonderful songs to sing, and thank God that all the messages were positive and with hope and happiness and all that good stuff that people need to hear. So I feel truly blessed in that arena, of course.
Well, that's why that music has endured, I think, because of all of those elements. And then also the way that you delivered those songs. It was a perfect marriage.
Yeah, it was. Well, we were known in the industry as the triangle marriage that worked.
Well, in addition to your Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, which is cool because you're still going strong, so there's some more achievements to come. I understand mm-hmm. you've also been named the 2019 Ambassador to the Smithsonian Institute's Year of Music.
Yeah, which was also exceptionally exciting and so unexpected. But it was a thrill to be there and to speak to all of the bodies that run the music area for the Smithsonian, and I was just, overwhelmed with the fact that they wanted me to be the ambassador, which is fabulous.
Now, when they assign you to be an ambassador, and they get, ask you to do that, what do you have to do? You have to go out and represent, you have to speak at things, and what do you do?
Yeah, I have to do all that, and the others that might be considered to be a part of the Smithsonian, I sit on the board now to kind of help make those decisions and to find the ones that really deserve that accolade.
Well, that's good. I don't know how you're going to have time for it, though, because talking to Dionne Warwick this morning, she just got her 2019 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and she is rolling on into this 51st year with, mm-hmm. first of all, a new recording project. It's about time.
Everybody says the same thing. When are you going to record again? So I finally, have the answer for them now. And I love the title of this CD is called She's Back.
And she is.
Yeah, she is. And I'm truly thrilled with this recording.
And I understand she's writing for this one, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I wrote one song. And my son Damon, who produced me on the CD, he says, Mommy, what? You got to start writing more. You have to just sit down and do this.
That's right.
I said, well, yeah, okay, thank you. Find me the time to do it, okay?
This is how you know you're all grown up, when your kids start giving you advice and it actually makes sense.
Tell me about it.
Well, I guess we'll be hearing some of the new music when you head to Vegas. Vegas is back alive in terms of music, just the variety of artists that are there. You look back on the days when Sammy Davis Jr. had to come in the back door. Things have radically changed in Vegas, haven't they?
No doubt.
And where are you going to be and what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be at Bally's.
Cool.
We start in April, and it'll be for the entire month of April. Then we'll make a decision as to, if I'm going to stay, and we're going to do what they're calling residencies or not. It's an exciting time right now. Everything seems to be just falling into place. All the stars in the right place, and God is saying, hey, okay, here's some more blessings for you.
Amen. So when you're in Vegas, I understand that you're going to be in Frank Sinatra's original showroom. This is where he used to do his shows back during the Rat Pack era.
Exactly. They built that room for him. And it's kind of, that's more exciting, too, based on the fact that Frank Sinatra was known to me. I called him Poppy. I did. He was like a father to me.
And what was he like?
He was magnificent. He was a very kind, loving, giving person. He was one of my several mentors that I had. And he, you know, we were born on the same day, December 12th, which I think was part of the reason that we got along so well.
Well, one last thing I wanted to ask you about, something that is kind of a sad thing, and that is the loss of James Ingram, who I know was your dear friend. I thought about you when we heard about James passing. Mm-hmm. Could you maybe share some reflections with us on James, what his music meant to all of us and what he meant to you as a friend?
Yeah. James was the kind of person that when you looked at him, you knew. You know, he gave you that big grin of his that he had. He was a devil. He was a real
prankster.
He
was a funny guy.
Yes, he was. He was a prankster. And we laughed an awful lot. And God knows about his talent. And, you know, we can just say, hey, give me something to say negative about his talent.
There will never be another voice like that
one. Never, ever, ever. And I'm certainly going to miss him a lot. I really am. And you know, his lovely wife, who is also as funny as he was.
Yeah, Debbie.
we're gonna
wrap her up with a whole lot of love and the whole
no
family,
doubt.
You know?
Yes, indeed. You know, I've been in touch with her daughter, Jasmine, and we kind of, just to let her know, reach out and touch.
Yeah, reach out and touch.
That's right.
That could be a song, Dion.
It could be. You know what? I might sit down and write that one. Oh, it has to be written.
Promise me that you'll come by and see us when the new project is released. When are you expecting that to happen?
Supposed to drop around the 1st of March.
All right. Well, we'll be looking to see you this spring. Dion Warwick, a new release called She's Back. It's coming out. She's also going to be in Vegas starting on April 4th at Bally's in Frank Sinatra's original showroom, performing Thursday through Saturday every weekend during the month of April. Mm-hmm. And we'll put all the details up on our website at 947thewave.com. But congratulations on the Lifetime Grammy and on everything, and we're looking forward to seeing you real soon.
All right, Dion. Thank you.
Dion Warwick calling in this morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thank you for riding the wave to work with us. Stick around for more music.